What? Not a lottery ticket. That's not a plan, no.
Some people are big optimists. That's
not a lottery ticket. No, not a lottery ticket. No. Okay, we are on the Mishnah and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 72a, the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah. Now, we're going to take this. I'm going to try to explain this as best as possible. It's not hard, but there's many cases. There are multiple cases. Did you ever find your thing? You ever find your Pelyades?
It's what is home.
It's home.
Do you want to put out a reward, maybe?
It had big yellow tape, you know what I mean? You can see it a mile away.
It's interesting. Yankee took his time today to look through it.
And?
The point is, he took his time.
I know. I wonder if he found it. I don't see the yellow tape, so I guess he didn't find it. Zek the Mishnah. Zek Gitech im Macy. If a guy says, this is your get, when I die, the Gemara translates im Macy to mean when I die. Zek Gitech Mechal Lizeb. This should be your get if I pass away from this, when I pass away from this sickness. If and when. Meaning, if he never passes away from the sickness, then it's not a get. Zeh gitech lachamisa. All these three languages mean it should kick in posthumously, and gitin can't work posthumously. So therefore, le'amriklum. Rashi, imesi le'amriklum, the mashma liksha amus. It means if he dies, when he dies. The ain't get lachamisa, and the guy can't give a get after he's dead for two reasons. Number one is she's no longer married to him, and number two is he can't give a get.
That doesn't mean the moment right before he died.
No, it doesn't. He said it may. He said he didn't say the moment before he. Zegitech mecholi zeh mashma mecholi zeh ve'elich. When this illness ends, which means when it's over, v'kivin shemeis mitaych acholi, and since he ended up dying from that illness, zeh nimtzeshein aget chalul achemisa. So the first three cases, the Mishnah says, are simple. We'll see in the Gemara, not so simple. And that is when a person wants to give a get that you kick in at the time of his death, after his death, it doesn't work. And the Mishnah gives us three ways of expression that he meant after he dies, and after he dies, he can't divorce. Now we move on to the next batch. And that is Mehayoy Mimesi, Me'achshav Mimesi. And that is when he says, when he dies, it should kick in retroactively. That means the get will be chal today, except it's based on when he dies, if he dies, meaning when he dies. So that is a good get. Now, what happens in the interim will be a discussion later in the Perek. Is he married? I mean, can he live with her now? Because if he ends up dying, that means he was divorced 8 months ago or a year ago. What happens in the interim? Is she's not divorced because he didn't say it kicks in today. When he dies, it should be retroactive. Now, it works as a get. The question is, what is her status? That the Gemara will discuss. So, instead of getting into it, we'll leave it up for the Gemara in this Perek to get to. Rashi. There's no Rashi. Now comes the Imeis. The third case. Now, the Gemara, this Mishnah holds, and we will see, this is a matter of machloikas, that when a guy says mahayoy ula achar misa, we're not sure what he means. Does he mean the same thing as when he said mahayoy memesi, that the get should be retroactive when he dies to today? Or is he changing his mind? Mahayoy, no, la achar misa. The words are unclear. They're not clear whether he's changing his mind. The first he said mahayoy, and then he said la'achamisa. Or was this a condition? When he dies, it should kick in retroactively. We don't know how to translate those words. We listen to the words, and we don't know what it means. Therefore, the halacha is, if he dies, get ra'ina get, it's a suffer get. Me'ez chaletzes ulay misedemes. Rashi, ma'yoyim la'achamisa get ra'ina get. Mistapkelon, is a suffix, itno havi mahayoy memamus? Is it a t'nai? B'kivin shemeis niskayim t'nai. B'nim tishu get mishon nisinasa, it's retroactive. Or chazara havi, or did he change his mind? Shechazer by me my damer mayim. He changed his mind. Rabbi Lachem is ye get in a club. Now, by a present, this is not a suffix. When a the same thing would be true by a present of money. Person says he's giving the present in Macy. It's not a good present. Dead people can't give presents, right? He's not a shimera. And if he says mayim in Macy, then it works. Retroactive. But mayim ulacha misa. There is no suffix, unlike baguette. So, Klashi, why? The Bishra Megabe Matana, Ikulamemer Gufa Mahayoi Muperu Lachamisa. Included in a present is two parts: who should own the item and who gets the use of the item. So, it's possible that the guy meant to say, the present it makes it yours today, but I retain the right of usage, which is Peri, till he dies. Avahacha Lekulamemer Achi. By a get, there are no two parts. If he meant condition retroactive, he should have used a different word. But Gemara Baruch, Maishna Mareisha, the Gemara is going to want to know what's the difference. Chalatzis, Shema ain't a get. Ulay misav emes, Shema get hava. V'havala grushis archiv. If it was a get, it's a divorcee of his brother. V'kaimalei, b'karis, it's karis. Because he did not take her back, right? He didn't take her back. She died, he died after the divorce. If he took her back, then she would be his brother's amana. He didn't take her back. He died from this divorce. We don't know if she's divorced or not. It's a suffix yibum. So halach is, you're not misyabim, but you are chaylitz. That's the halach. It's fine. Zag the Gemara about Mishnah Vayter. Zeh gitech mahayim imesi mechayli zeh. V'amad v'holach b'shuk. He said if he dies from this illness, and then we see him walking around. V'cholu meis, and then he got sick again and died. Now we don't know whether he died from that illness or he contracted a different illness. So I'm the nisai. This is a matter of the medical team. They evaluate him. Imesi mechach mechayli arishim meis harizeget. If this is a continuation of illness number one, so he did die from illness number one, and it's retroactive, it's a get. Then laugh, but this is a new illness, ain't a get, because the condition said that illness, he did not die from that illness, therefore the get is not a get. Zuck the Gemara Viter.
Is there Rashi
now? There's no Rashi. That's why I didn't say Rashi. Alma, imesi kalacha misa dami. Right. It's clear in the Mishnah that the word imesi means it should kick in when, if, and when. Right? Im means when, if, but it's also when. It's not retroactive. Imesi means if and when. V'hadratani mahayoyim imesi ma'akshav imesi. But then it says mahayoyim imesi does work and ma'akshav imesi does work. That means it's not when, it's if. Alma imesi lav kalacha misa dami. The Gemara is bothered. What is the difference between the case when he says imesi or when he says mahayim imesi? If imesi means when, so then mahayim imesi means when. And if imesi means if, so what difference does it make if he says mahayim or not? Let me try to explain. What's bothering the Gemara is, let's translate the words imesi. Pashtus, it means if the guy dies, right? So Shimon says, this should be a get if I die. Now, it doesn't say it should be a get when he dies. So why doesn't the get kick in now on condition? If he dies, it should be a get. Teretz is, im doesn't just mean if, im means when. So if means if and when. So then the word imesi is not just a condition, it's a setting of time. So let's move to the next case. Mahayoyim imesi. Now, if imesi means when, so how does mahayoyim change things? Im means when. So he said today when. So if he says today when, it's at least a suffix. So why do you say it works retroactive? If im means if, so then mahayoyim imesi works perfectly. But then imesi by itself should work perfectly. And if im means if and when, so then what's the difference if he said mahayoyim or not? What does the word im mean? Does im mean if, or does im mean if and when? Zokta Gemara, Amar Abaye, im meisi shtei l'shayin es mashma. Im can have two translations. It could be used just as a condition, and it could also be used as when. The word im in Webster's Dictionary has two translations. A, if. B, if and when. So we have to listen to his whole sentence and figure out what did the im mean.
Isn't im with an aleph different than im with an ayin?
He said im with an aleph.
Okay, so you mean to me if we look in the Jastrow, it will say...
I don't know what Jastrow says. I said Webster's.
If we look into Webster's and it says im with an aleph, it will say the word... When?
No, it will only say if. By the way, im is not in Jastrow because I don't think they don't translate words that are in Chumash. They only translate words that are in Gemara. By the way, even though they say he wasn't from blood, he was my Rebbe from my first Masechta that I ever finished on my own. He was my Rebbe. I had him next to me and I looked up every word that I didn't understand, which were very, very, very much. There was no art scroll. If you got stuck in a word and there was nobody else to ask, you went to Jastrow. The yeshiva used to have a Jastrow in the back hooked up to the wall and nobody should walk away with it because everybody that learned to do Masechta and didn't have anybody older to ask would have to go to Jastrow to look it up. And I have to admit that he did teach me Masechta's Brachas. I still remember I learned Masechta's Brachas and I, in a lot of words I didn't know what it meant. I spent a lot of time with my Chavrusa Jastrow, and he helped me finish the first Masechta. He did.
Okay, so bottom line is, so him...
But now, today, he's out of the picture. There's Archgold. Archgold put him out of the picture.
Has two meanings?
What? That's what this Gemara said, that in people talk, him has two meanings. Him can mean if, and him can mean if and when.
How is an
ayin? Him means with. With an ayin, it means with. So, we have to listen to his sentence. Amr ma'ayim, command amr l'machshu dami. When he says ma'ayim, he means it only if, because he's giving it time, ma'ayim, or me'achshav. L'amr l'ma'ayim, command amr l'lechem, he said dami. We listen. If he sets a time, then we say he meant the time is now, him is just a condition. If he doesn't set a time, we say, when does he want this to kick in? By not telling us today, he obviously is telling us if and when. Rashi.
Doesn't he want it to work? Doesn't he want it to work?
Again, I don't have a good answer for you.
The point is, if he's saying he wants it to work, but if he's saying it's wrong, it doesn't work.
Exactly. Father Tani Amalav Kalachim, he said, Dami Dilum Hayoim Alachim, he said, Tani, say forget, train again. Because by Yom Elachim, he said the Sefer says get to ain't a get, and here it says it's definitely a get. Matzim kemachshav im yiskayim tnai zeh sh'amos. If the tnai will be kept that he dies, shemeis have get lemefreya kicks in retroactive. Avol acham misa, if he would say acham misa lemashma tno, we're not sure whether it means a condition. The sukkah masapkala, that's why the Mishnah didn't know. Okay, zok to gemar vayter. If a guy says Zagitech immesi, it's worthless. Now, the way we understood it was, it means if, but it does, and when. And therefore, he's trying to make the get kick in posthumously, and a get cannot work posthumously. Amar Avuna. Now, if we would stop there and say, he died, does she get Chalitza and Yibum? The answer is yes. She never got divorced. She's the brother's wife. He can do Yibum. There's no reason he can't. There was no get. The get he wrote kicked in, was meant to kick in after he died. After he died, there's no get. That means she's a Amana. She's an Amana. She needs Yibum. That's what I would say by reading the Mishnah. Loi Amar Klum. Loi Amar Klum means zero. Zero means she's a total widow and she's eligible and obligated to be available for Yibum. That's what it means. Amravuna v'chaletzes. So Ravuna says she can only get chalitza, not ibum. Frek the Gemara, but Amr klum k'tani. The Mishnah says it's worthless. How can you tell me she only gets chalitza? Zok to Gemara, lo yomar klum dasir la'alma ulu yabam nami asir. I'm sorry, lo yomar klum dasir la'alma. Liyabam nami asir. All the Mishnah meant is she can't marry anybody else. She's not a lady that has the ability to marry anybody else. She's bound to his brother. But it is enough of a get that she can't have Yibum. Now, which would mean a rabbinic thing, because biblically this is not a get. It's a get after that. Rav Huna, according to the way the Gemara understands it now, which the Gemara will slug up in 10 seconds, but the Gemara is saying that Rav Huna comes along and says that even though this is a non-get, we don't allow Yibum. We don't allow Yibum. The Mishnah said, Le'amra Klum. All meant Le'amra Klum is she's not divorced. She can't go marry anybody else. She's bound to her husband's brother. Are we going to let him do Yibum? The Mishnah doesn't discuss that. Le'amra Klum just means she's not a divorced lady. And therefore, she can't marry anybody else. The Mishnah doesn't discuss whether the brother can do Yibum. Comes along Rav Huna and says, no Yibum. Rabbinically, no Yibum. Even though she's totally divorced, even though she's totally not divorced, even though she's a total widow, she should be able to have Yibum. But Rav Huna, rabbinically, we don't let Yibum. That's how the Gemara understands it now. So Lo Yomar Klum means biblically. It is a non-get. And therefore, if she wants to go marry somebody else, she's not allowed to. She's Yibum L'Shuk. However, we don't allow Yibum anyway, rabbinically. The Gemara that can't be shot. Because Vaksani said, the Sefer Chalitzus, in the Sefer B'mayoy Mulach HaMisa, the Mishnah spoke out, yes, Chalitza, no Yibum, Mechlau Deresh Yibum Minam HaMiyabma. The Mishnah is not ignoring the topic of Yibum. In the very next case, it tells me, no Yibum, but yes, Chalitza. That means the Mishnah identified the Halach of Chalitza and Yibum. If Rav Huna is right, why didn't the Mishnah tell it to me in the Reisha? You can't tell me the Mishnah wasn't talking particulars, because in the very next case it did. It said, Chalatas v'loi misav emes. B'mayoyim ulach hamisa. Mayoyim ulach hamisa. We don't know whether that means he changed his mind, or whether it's a condition. So the Mishnah said, it's a suffix get, b'meis chalatas v'loi misav emes. So the Mishnah addressed the issue of Chalit Zayibum, and addressed it. And in this case, Rav Huna says it also means no Yibum. So why did the Mishnah tell me? So before this question, you would have said, the Mishnah is not interested in talking Chalitza and Yibum. It's just saying she's not divorced. The other halachas, figure it out. But now you can't say that, because the very next case, the Mishnah does discuss Chalitza and Yibum. That means the Mishnah is addressing the issue. But why would the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is talking Chalitza and Yibum, it should not have ignored it at this point.
But is it true that same
yes,
case?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And the front case, first case, would have been a drabana.
Correct.
But still,
if the Mishnah is talking Chalitza and Yibum, it should have mentioned it. What?
But
the Mishnah wouldn't ignore the fact that we don't allow Yibum. The only way the Mishnah would ignore it is if we're not talking Yibum Chalitza and our Mishnah. But the very two lines later, you are talking Chalitza and Yibum. And for the Gemara, Mechlau Deresh Yibum and Am Miyabma. And for the Gemara, Masnisin Kerabonon, Rav Huna Kerab Yaisi, the Amar Zmanah Shashtar Mechiyacholov. Rav Yaisi has a halacha that says, a guy writes his shtar to his son. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra. And he says, I am giving you this present, Ma'ayoyim Ula Achamisa. The Mishnah says, the son owns the land now, but the usage of the land is not his till after his father dies. Remember, we said this in the Mishnah. When it comes to money, we can split. Ma'ayoyim Ula Achamisa. Ma'ayoyim means today, the body of the land becomes yours, but the usage of the land stays by dad till after he dies. What if he didn't write Mayayim L'Achamisa? He gave a present to his son, L'Achamisa. So the Rabbanan say, dead people can't give presents, and therefore, the present is null and void. Zero. Comes along Rabbi Yaisi and he says, no, there's a date in the shtar. What is the date for? Why did he write the date in the shtar if it doesn't kick in today? Why did the guy write Yom Chaf test cheshvan. Why did he do that? Tzav tes cheshvan has no bearing. The shtar says, this Sunday is yours, la'achamisa. The day, today, whether it's Chav Tes Cheshvan or Chav Tes Tishrei or Chav Tes El, makes no difference. Who cares when he wrote the shtar? Therefore, Zokim Yaisi, by writing the date, he's saying Mahayim. The date says Mahayim. Without saying Mahayim, the date says Mahayim. Why else did he write the date? Why bother writing the date if it has no bearing? He wants to give the field la'achamisa. He doesn't say Mahayim la'achamisa. He writes to his son, I am giving you this field la'achamisa. No matter when he wrote the shtar, he wants it to kick in after he dies, which he can't. But that's what he wrote. So why did he write the date? What difference does it make what day the shtar was written?
Where do we see that he wrote the date?
This is what I'm talking about. He wrote the date.
No, I said, where do we see
that's the case. That's what Reb Yaisi is saying. If he wrote the date, Zok Reb Yaisi, that's like Mahayim.
Well, yeah, the date is
Hayom. Oh, yeah.
Wait,
well, hold on a second.
You have to write today?
What?
Is there a lot in Shtaris?
Only if you want it to kick in today. Why else write the date?
Yeah, so the date is Hayom.
The Rabbanim disagree. Rabbanim say the date is the date. He didn't say Mahayom Allah Chamisa.
What's the date? He couldn't
rebut
what's the date for
four? I don't know. When you write a letter, do you write the date? You don't write letters. When I used to write letters, people write the date on top of the letter. Why do you write the date?
Because it's good to know, down many years later.
Well, no, people write the date. That's what it is. So I want to say the date is immaterial. The fact that he wrote the date on the top of the star has no bearing on what he's writing in the star.
No, did he write the date as he was speaking, in part of the letter, or the date on top next to the B'siyat HaDishmaya?
Right next to B'siyat HaDishmaya, right under B'siyat HaDishmaya.
In that case, I would say, you're right, that's just...
Good, so that's what you would say, and Reb Yaisi disagrees with you.
No, I'm saying the Rabbanan.
Again, is there a machlokes? We have to understand two sides, right?
This machlokes is when it's part of the... speeches.
He wrote it right after B'siyat HaDishmaya. That's the case of the Machlokes. Were you disagreeing with me in Pshat the Mishnah?
Reb Yossi said in that, he didn't say it's part of the thing.
Again, I'll say it a third time. Reb Yossi says that he writes the date after B'siyat HaDishmaya. He means... whatever you want to write. Right. When he writes the date.
My wife writes that on every paper she gets. It's stupid. I tell her, you're wasting ink.
What in the world does that have to do with this sugya?
I think it's a waste of writing each time. Do you agree with me?
Again, can we go back to this case? The guy wrote B'siyat HaDishmaya, if he wrote it. And then he wrote, Yaim Dalad L'Parshas Vayera. I'm sorry, Parshas told us, Tav Shin Chav Tes Lepei Kuf, which means the Prat Kutin, I think it means. It means you left the thousands out. It doesn't say, hey, Tav Shin Pei Tes, Pei Gimel. Hey, Tav Shin Pei Gimel. It doesn't say that. It says, hey, Tav Shin Pei Gimel. Fine. Now, that's what he wrote. Then he wrote, Ani, Poini, Ben Poini, Naising Hamatana Livni, Poini, La'achamita. That's what it said. And two Adam signed. Wonderful star. The star says he wants to give his kid a present after he dies. So, Tribyasi, what did he put the date on top for? If it has no bearing on the halacha, what did he put the date on top for?
Must be,
he wants something to kick in today. It's as if he said Mahayim. Now, the Rabbanon disagree with that. Our mission is the Rabbanon. If a guy writes immesi, right? If a guy says immesi, it means when he dies. According to Reb Yaisi, it means mahayayin immesi.
If it's a date, yeah.
Right?
Yes, date, yeah.
So therefore, according to Reb Yaisi, it would be a good get. That's the machlok. So to Gemara, the Rabbi Masnisa and Karabbanon who say a date makes no difference. Rav Huna, Reb Yaisi. The Amir Zashar is a star mechir cholov. So it was a good get. That's why Rav Huna says, the chaletzas. In fact, the Gemara, why chaletzas? She'd get nothing. It's a good get. She's divorced. Rav Yehuda, I see chalitzin amilami boy. right? We're going to catch up with Rashi. But again, the Gemara is trying to answer Rav Huna. The Mishnah said, if a guy says in Macy, it's Loyam or Klum. Comes Rav Huna and says, she needs Chalitza. Correct the Gemara, why in the world does she need Chalitza? She's not divorced. I mean, why only Chalitza? She should have Yibum. And for the Gemara, it's talking about a case when he wrote the date. And when he wrote the date, according to Rav Yossi, it was a good get. So therefore, she can't have Yibum. That's why she gets Chalitza. Correct the Gemara, then she shouldn't need Chalitza either. That's what we're up to, yes.
It seems that it's common when they're going to write a date, right? Is that fair to say?
Rabbi Yossi is saying, if one writes a date, must be there's a purpose to the date.
So if a guy doesn't write a date, he says Mayom.
Well, if he writes Mayom, we have to know what the Mayom is.
My thinking is it possible that
the
Mayom, when's the last
time? Okay, one second. If he writes Mayom, he has to write a date. But if he doesn't write a date, what's Mayom mean? But that's not the case here. The case is he didn't write Mayayim.
What I'm saying is the last moment that a person can give a present is while he's still alive. So maybe Mayayim means the last moment that he's alive.
That will be a discussion later on in the Perek. Pashtus Mayayim means from today. That's what the word means.
I understand that. So you said it's going to be addressed later on, what I said?
Again, that's not our case. See, you're making up a new case. That he didn't write his man and he wrote Mayayim. That's not, we haven't talked about such a case.
Because the case is that he wrote a date.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Trashi, the Chaletz claim Asur Li Yisyabin, the Mesapkal Yavageti, Loyal Kam Mefarish, Rose of the Gemara will explain. But the saving of Mayayim Lachamisa Tony Chaletz, Uberation Litani, McLeod the Dafkik Tony, Masnissin the Boy Mayayim Karabonon. The pligi alei de Rabbi Yossi b'yashnaichlin. They argue in Rabbi Yossi. The tani akaitzim kon nechasu v'vnoi. Tzarech shiichta mayoyim alachamisa. V'loi, the Rabbana say if not, havelei matona alachamisa. V'chinami get alachamisa hu. Rav Huna k'r Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Hasam, ain't a tzarech. You don't have to write mayoyim. The ksaver z'mana shel shtar mechiyach olof. The fact that the shtar has a date shows the mayoyim nosim l'sagof ha-karka. V'aperis yeichel hu b'chayav. That from the day he wrote, giving him the body, and the Paris he's going to eat during his lifetime. If he's not giving him anything today, why are you writing the date?
Why is the Paris a separate entity?
Because he wrote Ma'ulah Hamisa, something he's holding back. But a guy writes Ma'ayim Ulah Hamisa on his field, we translate that to mean he's giving him A and keeping B.
So the B part doesn't work.
Yes, it does, because it automatically follows A.
So it follows A now.
No, because he's giving him A and he's keeping B. He spoke out.
But if he said stop without anything, he said, I'm giving this, it's not me, that person, Ruben will call him. Oh, it's not Ruben, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen Roger in ages. I don't even know
he's
Roger.
He's still around. Don't worry, his
skills
come to me all the time.
Okay, yeah.
So he's still, he's some pseudo guy. And the bottom line is, if he just wrote Lachar Misa, it's not
Kal. If he just wrote Lachar Misa,
so this, my opinion.
Again, I hate to. Let's not try your opinion. Let's try to figure out what the Tanoim say. By writing Mahayoyim Lachar Misa by money things, he means to split. By yet, you can't split. You can't divorce a woman for part, not for other part. By money, there's two kinyanim. There's the body of the thing and the usage of the thing. Therefore, when a person writes a language that's muddled, we say he means to split the two. That's if he writes Mahayoyim Ulah Chamisa. To Rav Yossi, date is like Mahayoyim. Now, Yeshua has a kasha here, which I thought somebody was going to ask. And that is, Bishlam by a star, the purpose of the date is just to ascertain ownership. So if you don't write a date, the star, you just write Lachamisa, the star is a valid star, except it can't kick in posthumously. There's no need for a date. But by get, there's a takona, you need a Zman Baget. So maybe the Zman Baget is there, not to say that the get should be retroactive, but because that's the halacha, that every get needs a Zman. There's another purpose. That was the question people say. Is there a reason to write as man? In a monetary star, the only reason to write as man is if something kicks in today. But by a get, the halacha is, a zman has to be written on a get. Only because something kicks in today. If nothing kicks in today, there is no mishubadim.
It's part of the...
The mishubadim come because there was a present given today. Not, there's no purpose to the zman. In fact, if they Yeshua, but by get, there's a takana, you need zman begitten. So why can, how can you say by get that the time, that the date reflects that he wanted to be retroactive?
That should be
there. No,
it should
be, how do you know?
No, we learned that Daf Yud Zayin takes the zman begitten.
I think everyone should really sit down and cry.
Well, once you say Misa, then you know it's Misa. What can you say? Once you said Misa, I don't need it for a day because I died. It's not no gay. It doesn't you. Kick in until I die.
The parents getting answers, your parents. The purpose of a get, whatever reason they needed to mine, it had to do because the get is kicking in at one point or another. Here, the get's not kicking in until after death, so there's no reason for us to know. It's not Shem Yechapa, and it's not Peiris, it's nothing. The Nesivas ends, that's the Teres Gittin is the Nesivas. It just sounds better if you say Nesivas than the Teres Gittin. Nobody knows what the Teres Gittin is. It's the same person. What?
Teres Gittin
is popular. Yeah, it's the Nesivas is safer. I'm a Sechtes Gittin.
We used it in Yeshiva.
I hope you used it in Yeshiva. No, the Nesivas HaMishpat, the Nesivas. In Yeshiva, the Nesivas Shalom lived 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what my wife reads.
The Sivas HaMesh, the Sivas is in the Sivas, you know what I mean? Okay. Okay, so we're back to the kasha. The bottom line is, if Rav Huna paskins for Gabiyasi, there should be no need for Chalitza. And for the Gemara, V'chitayim and Mesapkele Rav Huna Yuchas for Gabiyasi, ain't Allah for Gabiyasi. The answer we can give is maybe Rav Huna is not sure. Maybe that Allah is like Gabiyasi, maybe that Allah is not like Gabiyasi. So therefore he says, Chalitza. But it's not true. Is he Mesupik? I'll show you. He's not Mesupik. But Rav Bravua Cholosh. Rav Bravua was sick. Ula Gabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman went to be Mavak Chayla. Amale Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Boy, me name Rav Bravua. Halacha Krib Yaisi and Halacha. Do me a favor. Find out from Rav Bravua whether we Paschal Krib Yaisi or not. Now, why Rav Huna didn't want to ask the question himself, I don't know. He asked, Rav Nachman, ask Rabba what the halacha is. Maybe he had his own opinion. He didn't want to hear Rabba's opinion. He wanted Rav Nachman to hear Rabba's opinion. That way he's not bound by it. Amalai, so Rav Nachman answered Rav Huna, time with Rav Yaisi lo yadana. I don't understand Rav Yaisi. Halacha be aminei? How can I ask him who the halacha is like when I don't know what Rav Yaisi means? I don't understand why the date makes a difference. How can I ask him who he passes like when I don't understand what I'm talking about? Amalei, so Rav Huna told him, Ad boy mine halacha. You ask him what halacha is. The time in Rabbi Yaisi, I know I mean halacha. And then I'll explain Rabbi Yaisi to you. Okay, deal. I understand Rabbi Yaisi. You don't understand Rabbi Yaisi, so you don't want to find out halacha because you don't understand what you're asking. I got it. Ask him, and then I'll explain it to you. So boy mine, so Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Bavua. Amaloi, so Rabbi Abu said, Hachi Amarav, Halacha Krebiyasi. Halacha is not Krebiyasi. The boss said, Dinothik. After they left, Amaloi, so Rav Huna explained to Rav Nachman, Hai, no time at Krebiyasi, the Ksavresh Manish Ashtar Mechiachalav. The reason for Krebiyasi is because the date shows that he wants it to be retroactive. But with the factor of Huna, right, accepted Halacha Krebiyasi means he wasn't the Supik. So how could you tell me Chaletz because he's Mesupik? He's not Mesupik. He paskins Halacha Krib Yaisi. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chalitza Nami Loi Liboy, Yudha Avagav Deloi Kosa Mayoyim, Command the Kosa Mayoyim. Dami, Rib Yaisi says that even if you don't write Mayoyim, it's like you wrote Mayoyim. U Mayoyim in Basi Tam Masuk the Kosher. Time in Rib Yaisi Leidana, my cover, in Tzorach. I don't understand Rib Yaisi. So Rav Huna said, tell you what, you just ask him and I'll explain it to you later. And he did. So what's the suffix? And for the Gemara, Elam is Sapkalai. His suffix is, I Amar Rabbi Yaisi Bal Peh, Eloi Amar. Now what happened in this Mishnah is he wrote, the way Rashi learns, he wrote a get with no thing written into it. Nothing. This get said, You, I, Pliny, Ben Pliny, the Mithgri, Pliny, Ben Pliny, the Mechuna, Pliny, Ben Pliny, is giving a get to Plinus by Plinus with all her nicknames. Right. Now, and he wrote a get, no condition, no lachamisa, no maya, nothing. When he gave it to her, he said, I'm giving you this lachamisa. Amazing. This is the man in the star. There's about Pat's night. The case of Rabbi Yossi is he wrote in the star Lachamisa, and he had a date on the star. So Rabbi Yossi said, that means Mayay Mulachamisa. Here, the get had a date, and the tnai, and the Imesi was spoken out verbally.
With Adam.
With Adam there. Now, does the Imesi combine with the date to create Mayay Mulachamisa? It's a verbal emesi, not a written emesi. It's a verbal emesi. Now, I am going to inform you now, that makes life simpler, just to remember, that Rashi Shita in the ninth parak is, and so does the Rambam Paskin, that you can never write a tonight in the get. All tonight have to be verbal. Taisus argues, but that's Rashi Shita. So we'll work like Rashi now. So therefore, no, if nothing's written in the get is a regular get. He spoke out when he handed it to her, Emesi. Now, is that Mayayim Emesi? Because there's a date in the star, in the get? Or do we say, hey, listen, there's a date written and there's a verbal sentence. Maybe one has nothing to do with the other. Maybe he's saying Emesi only. He's not built on the date of Mayayim Emesi. That's the suffix. Did Rabbi Yossi say it or not? So therefore, it's Chalatzis.
On a regular star, he has a star. He wants to give someone something. And it says, he said, as he's giving the star, he said, oh, it's on a condition, the sun comes out on Tuesday. Does that help?
Yes, 100%.
According to everybody?
According to everybody.
Why is this different?
Because here, we don't have no problem with the fact that he said it may see. The question is, does the date help now? Can you use a written date with a verbal tonight?
The verbal tonight surely kicks
in. Yeah, 100%. He said it may see. The get's not chal till he dies. But maybe he said mayayim and mesi, depending if he used that date. He didn't say the word mayayim. He has a written date. The get says, yayim shlishi leparshas kiseitse. Doesn't say it, by the way. It says whatever date in the month it is. Now, if you read the get, you read a get that kicks in that very day.
Right.
Then he handed it to her and said, Emesi. How is that Gitech Emesi? Didn't say Mayim.
Okay, so what?
But it's a date.
Good.
Date is an automatic Mayim.
Right.
That's the Shaila. Does the date make an automatic Mayim on a verbal condition?
Why not?
Why yes. Maybe he's listen, if you look at the star says the whole thing is today. So why don't we say that he's combining the date with his verbal condition? Maybe the verbal condition is to say, no, forget about what it says. I'm giving it to you with this verbal condition.
Remember, just if a star, there's no question.
It's written in the star.
No, my case, the verbal part made a condition.
That, again, did he speak out my yayim or did not speak out my yayim?
No, just a regular, I had a deal. I'm going to give you $500. Made a star. And then it's, he said, if the sun comes up.
Yeah, it kicks in 100%.
Okay, well, there's no question.
No question.
Why would here be different?
We have no question that the get is a great get. It's a valid get.
It means Mayayim, right?
No, it doesn't mean Mayayim. He didn't say Mayayim.
No, because of the date.
That's the Shaila. Do you compare a little date with... The only reason the date means Mayayim is because why else did you date it?
Right.
But here, when he dated it, there was no condition. He wasn't thinking... He didn't write it into the get. He only said it verbally. Maybe when he said it verbally, he's canceling the date.
Yeah, Rashi says that. Rashi says he changes his mind.
Right, other exactly. Got it from. That's where I got it from. I got it from Rashi.
Yes. Just canceling?
Let's read Rashi. Look, Rashi Balpeh. You may get your custom kill chasai. Regular 100% valid get. Ukshemai shalo, oyem ezeh gita chemesi. Hukulay dami lishtar. Shekivin shekosav atnai etzel azman bishtar. Ikulamei with azman mechiyach mayayim kamar. In a regular shtar, the tanai is written in the same shtar as the date. Aval al peh, domiki maser nahala, hadabem is man the shtara. Maybe he's changing his mind from using the date of the shtar. Maser nahala amanas vachamisa, hoyavali amar mayay. That's the Gemara's answer. So therefore, Rav Huna would say chaletzis, because Rav Yossi might not have said the halacha when it's a verbal tanai. And by gittin, it's a verbal tanai. Frek the Gemara mi mesapkalei. Is that true? I'll prove to you that Rav Yossi holds even by verbal tanai. Where is this case? But not. Harei ze gitech im lebasi mikam bad yud beis chaydish. A guy tells his wife, here is your get. If, now according to the Rabbanon, if and when I don't return by 12 months. Because he didn't say mayayim, he said im. Im, without a mayayim, means if and when. If I don't come back by 12 months, when at 12 months you are divorced. Umeis b'tayichud beis chaydish. And the guy decided to die within the 12 months. Right? He didn't decide. The Rabbanon Shlom decided. So he decided to die. I'm sorry. The Rabbanon Shlom decided to take his life before 12 months. At the end of the day, he didn't come back at the end of 12 months. The get kicks in, but he's dead already. So therefore, the get can kick in. Ain't a get. She's a widow. She got widowed before the get kicked in. But Tommy Allah, and the Brisa says, Rabbi Seinu Ituru Elinase. The Rabbi Seinu said she is divorced. That she can't be divorced posthumously. Ramina Man Rabbi Seinu, we had this question. Who is this person? Who are these rabbis that said she's divorced? Yama reviewed Amr Shmuel. Beidina the Shari Mishcha. It's the same Besen. This is just a pointer. It had nothing to do with our sugya. That they were matra geisha oil. At one point, Chazal asked wine, bread of a guy, bishalakum, yayinakum, chalavakum, shemenakum. They asked buying oil from a guy. You're not allowed to go to a store and buy olive oil. It's geisha oil. Came along a bezin and said, the sakana of oil is not efficient, not applicable anymore. They were matur, this is the bezin. The reason they asked it is they wanted a this, the same reason they asked it cholavakum, not really, the same reason they asked it pasakum, and the same reason they asked it bishawakum. They wanted separation. They don't want you mingling socially with guys.
Does that have to do with putting a tree?
No, by cholavakum it might be, but by everything else it's not. You cannot eat pasakum with a hechsher. I mean, I'm not getting involved in halacha whether we keep pasakum or not. Not bakery. An individual guy bakes bread with a hashkacha, and he bakes it for himself, you're not allowed to eat it. If he bakes it to sell, it's a different story. Bishalakum. A guy is cooking. You watch him. Every ingredient is with the badas hechsher. CK. The best hechsher there is. They paid for this advertisement. CK, right? And you can't eat it because it's bishul alkum. It's balach. So therefore, right, so they were matur this get also. This, the Mishnah has zero to do with that sugya, except identify the best. But some of the Rabbi the Amis Manas Ustar, the old Rabbi Yaisi, it says the date shows that he wants it retroactive. And that's verbal. That was verbal. Remember Rashi Shita, you cannot have a written tanai and a get. All tanoim and get are verbal. And we're saying that the get is a good get. So Rabbi Yaisi is not mesupik. So why chaletzes? Zok to Gemara, Ela mesapkele, I halachik Rabbi Yaisi ba'peh in halach. Rabbi Yaisi said about that too. Rav Huna, who paskins like Rabbi Yaisi, wasn't sure whether we should paskin like Rabbi Yaisi ba'peh. Rabbi Yaisi said it, whether the Tanai is written and the date is written, or whether the date is written and the Tanai is verbal. But Rav Huna said, I'm not sure whether I should paskin like Rabbi Yaisi in that case. Therefore, it's chaletzes. That's what the Gemara wants to say at this point. Rashi.
This is before we're going to have clarification from Rava.
What do you mean?
We went and asked Rava in the last time.
That's not long as Rabbi Yaisi, but maybe only in the case of written. He was talking about money there. He wasn't talking about get. Rashi, look, Rashi, ain't a get, or shav get, I did beschayde, shav le get lachemisa. Beidina the shari mishcha, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rashi's identifying who it was. It was Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who's a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He's a grandson of Rebbe HaKadosh. He was matzah shehitra shemesh leiv tekechavim b'mesechtas Avodah Zarah. Very interesting. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara says in Yevamos that any bezin that gives three heterim that are like big heterim are called a bezin that's a matra bezin. They get identified as a bezin that's matra thing. If you wouldn't see as bezin, I think that it was matra three things.
How were they able to do something that bezin before?
So the Gemara Abed Ezra asked the Kach, how could they do it? And the Gemara says it never took off. A takana can only work if Rav Klal Yisrael is makabuot. It never really took off.
The grandfather's.
It wasn't the grandfather's takana, it was before that. But it never took play, never took hold. People weren't keeping it.
Were they allowed to not keep it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but that's not the point. They didn't keep it. It never took off. It wasn't the spashit yisurei b'rayv yisrael. It's like smartphones. You know what I mean? It wasn't like smartphones. It wasn't the spashit yisurei b'chol yisrael. Right? The people we have smartphones. No matter how many times people scream about it, they still have smartphones. Right? So it's not the spashit yisurei b'chol yisrael. It's a fact. That's what it is. I'm not here to pass the smartphones. I'm saying if there would be a takara, you can't use smartphones. It's not in the spash of the right show. There's not such a takara. There's no such a takara. But that's not the point. It didn't take off. For whatever reason, it didn't take off. So he removed it. Zog the Gemara weiter. So, Frank the Gemara, Umi Mesapkalei, is that true? Ravuna's Mesupik? Lama Rava? Now, Sha'ani Meis is like Im Meisi. If and when. Harei Zeget. Kisha Amos, Ulaach Hamisa, Ein Zeget. If he says Kisha Amos and Ulaach Hamisa, that's not a get. Now, the question is, what did he say? Did he say Mayayim? Or did he not say Mayayim? Right. Hey, Chidami. Elaim the Amr Mayayim Rabbanon Shvichel Meimer. Now Mayayim means as I get. What's Rabbis Chiddush? Elolav Dloy Amr Mayayim for Reb Yaisi. And Rav is saying according to Reb Yaisi, Mayayim in Meisi, Mayayim Shani Meis is a get. However, Kisha Amos and Laachar Misa ain't a get. Kisha Amos and Laachar Misa is not a get. And it's talking about with the date. And Rav is passing like a B.I.C., even though these conditions are verbal. Remember we said, by getting all conditions are verbal. Shmami no longer a B.I.C. Says clearly, he's passing like a B.I.C., even verbal. So the Gemara, the Rav Bshitele, Rav Huna Masapkele. Rav knows, Rav Huna didn't know. We're asking Akash and Rav Huna because Rav is passing like a B.I.C. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, L'sha'amos is mashma, that's when it should kick in. Meaning when a guy says Mayoyim ulik sha'amos, kisha'amos means when I die. It's not a t'nai. Tzvichel l'meim r'bahedit not l'meim masnissim, Mayoyim imeitzer is a get. Rabbi Yaisi, Ashmina Rabba, the Ba'peh, Nami Amar Rabbi Yaisi, the Hilchos HaKavaseh, the Halachas like him. So therefore, the Gemara at this point ends up that Rav Huna is misupik whether we paskin like Rav Yaisi verbally or not, and we will continue Mechshim tomorrow. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh.